It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, March 23rd. I'm Patricia Naft. Bills in the state capitol have been on hold until the new state budget is revealed, but state lawmakers have delayed introduction of the annual budget bill by 1 week. Budget committee members say they asked for an extension because they were waiting on the quarterly report on the state revenues. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Democratic Representative and Budget Committee member Dave Young of Greeley says the delay will give the committee more time to double-check all the numbers and balance the budget to the latest revenue forecast.
We certainly want to get it done. We know there's a lot of work that still needs to be done, but we want to be thoughtful about our approach.
Lawmakers still have to tackle spending for schools and pending legislation that requires funding. The delay will require lawmakers to pick up the pace of their work in the final weeks of the session. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The federal government has changed the way it pays hospitals through Medicare. It now factors in patient satisfaction. To discuss the effects at a local hospital, KVNF's Laura Pomisano spoke with Jason Kleckler, the CEO of Delta County Memorial Hospital. Over 60% of their patients are on Medicare.
The federal government now factors patient satisfaction ratings into how much Medicare pays hospitals. How does this affect Delta County Memorial Hospital?
The Affordable Care Act has had some positive effects on Delta Hospital, and it's been challenging in other aspects. The mandates within the Health Care Reform Act have been positive in the sense that it has challenged us to improve the quality of care that we deliver.
NPR has a tool on its website that allows you to look up how patients rated a hospital on 11 topics and how it compares with state and national averages. Overall, Delta County Memorial Hospital scored well. What do these ratings mean to you?
What the scores mean to me is that we do well on some aspects of the care that we deliver, and we need to improve in other areas. These new scores, which are referred to as HCAHPS scores or patient satisfaction scores, are becoming more and more important for us as a healthcare provider. Within healthcare reform, we will receive rewards for providing high quality care, or we may be penalized for not providing quality care in relation to other providers across the entire nation.
How will these ratings influence the care the hospital provides?
Well, the current ratings will influence us because if we have a lower score or an average score, not acceptable to us. We want to truly excel. So the way in which it will affect the care we provide is that it's going to improve it. I know that this is another mandate within the Affordable Care Act. However, I truly feel like this is going to be a positive thing. It's going to improve the quality of care that we provide. It's going to improve the patient experience. And also, we're very focused on improving the employee experience as well and making sure that the employee is engaged in this improvement process.
You can see how your local hospital is rated at our website, kvnf.org. Lake City and Hinsdale County is struggling to balance the need for tourists with the desire for peace and quiet. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The town of Lake City has passed an ordinance temporarily allowing off-highway vehicles in town. OHVs, like ATVs and side-by-sides, have been allowed in more and more towns on the Western Slope. This is Leslie Klusmeyer, the town manager for Lake City.
At the March 18th meeting, the board voted in an ordinance that would allow OHVs in a restricted area, which is basically the old town site of Lake City. That would start around May and then go through April 5th, 2016, which is Election Day. And at that point, the voters would let us know whether they would like to continue that or not.
The reason they're looking into this is sales tax. The town's sales tax is down and has been since the Great Recession. Lake City is at one end of the Alpine Loop, and the hope is that with OHVs allowed in town, visitors will be more inclined to stop by the shops, have lunch, and bring more revenue to the businesses and the town. This isn't the first time Lake City has considered this, though. Three times before they've put the issue to voters, and three times before they've defeated it, most recently in 2007. But the Board of Trustees voted 6-1 to allow this temporary ordinance.
I think the concern is more community balance. Our businesses are struggling. We have several businesses that are closing. We have empty storefronts. Some of the people that live here that have independent incomes enjoy the quiet and would prefer to be able to just go to restaurants and stores and not have a lot of people here. The problem with that is, on the business side, if you only have a few people coming in for dinner, you've got to close. So there's a balance with communities. You have to be able to provide amenities. Businesses have to be able to make money and pay their own mortgages and their own taxes and their own utility bills. And in order to do that, we don't have enough people in town to be able to support our businesses. We do have to encourage tourism. And the board is not always able to meet individual needs. They have to consider the health of the entire community.
Klusmeyer doesn't have any estimates for the impact those OHV users would have on the town, but they will be working with the University of Colorado this fall to survey visitors about Lake City. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
President Obama revealed Friday new rules and regulations for oil and gas development on federal lands. Notable is the requirement that companies will be required to disclose, after drilling, what chemicals were used in the fracking process. That's a requirement already in Colorado, and like the rest of the country now, requires operators to list their chemicals on FracFocus, an online chemical disclosure database. The new rule also requires chemicals to be stored in tanks, not in open pits, like Colorado currently allows. The Bureau of Land Management will also comply companies to disclose the anticipated source and volume of water to be used, the estimated volume of fluids to be recovered, and the proposed method for disposal of the fluids. Governor John Hickenlooper signed 10 bills into law last week. Among them, a law will make it easier for telemedicine to be covered by insurance. Starting next year, insurers won't be able to mandate in-person care when telemedicine is appropriate. Another new law extends current protections law enforcement have about their personal information on the internet, covering victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, or stalking. Similarly, defendants who are accused of domestic violence or stalking must be made aware of the terms of their restraining order and acknowledge it in front of a judge. Now under Colorado law, that applies to all sex offense cases. The White River National Forest is seeing some close calls between moose and people. As Aspen Public Radio's Marcy Krivenin reports, the agency is drawing up a moose management plan.
Since 2005, the number of moose in areas like the West Maroon Valley, the Thompson Divide, and Frying Pan is increasing. In the last few years, the White River National Forest has seen 4 to 6 close encounters per year between people and moose. Phil Nyland is a wildlife biologist for the Forest Service.
Because they're so big and they're very fast, 35 miles an hour, they're dangerous. Because we're a destination district on a destination forest, we have people from all over that have never seen a moose, maybe only in a book or on the internet.
The moose management plan will roll out this summer with signs and educational materials. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.
Major support for Aspen Public Radio's environmental reporting comes from the John Denver Aspen Glow Fund at the Aspen Community Foundation, promoting responsible stewardship of the lands and wilderness of Aspen and the Roaring Fork Valley.
Stay tuned for Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.